Once a week, there's a farmer's market just off Interstate 90 in La Crosse. Bob Strempka of Berry Mills has a display with a wide variety of produce, from tomatoes to fresh beans. But Strempka says he still expects to lose money this year, due mostly to the drought.
Our sweet corn is going to be short, smaller, but we've got quite a little of that. And bugs could be a problem this year. I noticed there's a lot of Japanese beetles and bugs even in the cornfield type thing. So, and the squash and pumpkins are, it's all hurting. But the weeds are growing good, so.
Some growers are in better position to ride out the drought. Viroqua area grower Victor Reichman has been selling at farmers markets for 18 years. Some of his produce is suffering under the heat and lack of rain, including some of his potatoes and zucchini. Mud Reichman says he should do fine because he grows much of his food indoors.
We'll have a profitable year because we grow a lot of our cash crops inside, and we do a double crop, meaning that we do 3 months and then we replant and do another 3 months, so we have things through October.
The produce itself isn't the only thing affected by the hot weather. One agriculture expert says the number of visits to farmers markets is down a bit this year because of the hot and humid weather. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.